In a previous edition, you have heard me complain loud and clear about the threat we face as a nation, as a society, and as an economy from the invasion of illegal immigrants. Apologists for illegal behavior, bleeding heart liberals, and unethical politicians from both parties, only interested in keeping some voting groups happy, are more than eager to sell out our national interests. Not that George W. Bush or his administration have done anything to stop the flow of good jobs out of the country legally or the flow of illegal immigrants into the country. The loser mentality Bush displayed by saying 11 million is too large a number to deport was just another way of hanging welcome signs in Spanish for the next 11 million to crawl in across the border from Mexico. Much that I disagree with the right-wing social conservatives on how they try to shove religion into our government, I do have to say thank you to them for putting pressure on Bush and others to do something about big government and illegal immigration. According to a story in the New York Times, they have even threatened to withhold support from Republicans this midterm election, which may be the best thing that could happen to our country. It would force a little bit of national accountability on our elected leaders and help bring some balance into our government. It seems that George Bush is going to do the minimum he can to make it look like he is doing something about illegal immigrants, and that is what he is planning to do. He is suggesting using the National Guard to try to stem the flood, the invasion that is going on through our border with Mexico. In my humble opinion, even that is a small, minimum step, and that is not enough. Yet already people are speaking out to oppose the plan, and they are not saying that this is not enough, but they are finding excuses so that even this little pathetic step is not taken to defend our borders or to stop this invasion of our nation. That is shameful. Some are making the excuse that the National Guard is stretched thin. That is such a lame excuse not to use what we have. Yes, the National Guard is stretched thin because of our stupid decision to invade Iraq that did not attack us while we are being invaded by a silent enemy to the south. So, yes, let's bring the National Guard back from Iraq, but let us not hesitate to use what we have to protect our borders. Others are saying we need more border patrols. Yes, let's spend the money we gave away in tax cuts just to the rich on hiring more border agents and at least try to look like we care about having a border that no one else seems to give a damn about. Some others are making it a humanitarian issue. Oh, these poor people come across the border to work that no one else will do. What baloney. Businesses and society will pay fair wages to Americans who will do any honorable job if they are paid fair wages. The invasion of illegal immigrants who come in and do work below market wages not only causes the middle class American worker to find no paying jobs, but any taxes he, you, and I pay are then spent financing the social services that these illegal, non-tax-paying invaders suck up. If you don't believe me, read a little online on what is happening in California and states in that region. Then we have George Bush's good friend, Mr. Fox, the president of Mexico. Instead of having some shame that his country is so pathetic, so screwed up, so lousy to live in, that millions would rather risk dying in a desert to come to America to clean toilets, he is telling us, the USA, that he does not like the idea of us patrolling our borders with Mexico. Shame on you, Mr. Fox. Get your house in order. Get a grip on crime. Get a grip on lawlessness. Do something about your unemployment and your economy. Stop this invasion of our nation and stop complaining when even our incompetent president seems like he is going to do something before his 29% approval rating drops to zero. I would much rather have our soldiers back from our illegal war in Iraq and have more of them hunting Bin Laden and even more of them protecting our homeland from this insidious invasion that has already started taking a toll on us. I would put electric fences and armed guards on our borders. Shoot first, ask questions later. If you want to come to our great nation, get in line, follow the rules. We have already seen gang members, drug sellers, rapists, and criminals come in jumping over fences and literally driving through tunnels. What's stopping Bin Laden from using these same gangs and routes? So, come legally or get short trying, because we do not have the patience, the time, or the luxury to let even one Al-Qaeda agent slip in through Mexico. My solution is extreme, but so is the situation. Let me know what you think at imran.com.